Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hacked at her dead skin with a Centrelink check until she found her old tattoos under all the decay.
Yuck! Oh, my mic's there.
Hello.
Okay, g'day, mate. How are ya?
Good, how have you been?
Oh, yeah.
Hard yakka.
Look, it hasn't been easy. We had Michael's 30th birthday over the weekend.
God damn, did we. Thank you, Marty.
Yeah, I fucking ripped one.
Pulled something out of the underworld.
You can't go to bars or clubs, so just hired a limo for a few hours and just drove around and just spoke. We talked.
We didn't do anything. Because you can't drink in cars. It's illegal. And do other things. Like Panadol. Oh, you can have Panadol.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Only in limos.
And it was spaced out, so it was sort of social distancing.
Yeah, and we'd go and, you know, visit our friends and pick them up, and then we just had a little party in the car. Yay. Didn't we do that? Remember? We did a little bit of the shakety shakes. Woo, side to side. Didn't we go that?
The boogies.
Didn't we go that too?
You know, I said last week.
Hey, come on, do it with me. Don't change the subject. It's shakety shake from side to side, remember? Wooshka, wooshka. Ha, ha, ha. Little birthday song there that we sang on the day. So it was pretty crazy. It's a pretty intense night.
I've got one of those eyebrows that fucking fold over my eye, like I spoke about 2 weeks
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, look, you just go,
Dah!
And it's gone.
No, it's right.
A lot of spit came out there.
Thank you. It's not like I've... It's my first time.
And that's pretty much all we could do. So, yeah, that was our weekend. And also, fucking guess what, everyone?
This podcast is sponsored by the University of Markle.com.
If you want to support us, you can go and you can go subscribe to the website, right? It's $5 US a month. That's it.
Getting better.
And there's videos on there that we film, and we only film for the website. We don't film it for anywhere else.
We half-ass Facebook hard now because
so many rules. There's so many rules. But
now we can be ourselves. Oh, it's so fun. And it's
special.
Yeah.
There must be a fair few new viewers here, isn't there that right? Should we shake it to the side for them? Shake it to the side for the new visitors.
Shake
your welcome. Yes, thank you for everyone who joined the giveaway.
That got Bosley up. He's startled.
Startled the medic. Our blood pressure's changed. You can smell it. So thanks to everyone who played along, and two lucky people got $500 and they said, oh, thank you. Didn't they, remember? Also, there's fucking scammers on Facebook pretending to be us. Oh, God, I'm so over thinking about it, talking about it.
We shut them down and then they just start up a new account. Impossible.
If you ever get a comment on if you share one of our videos and get a comment on it saying, oh, you've won X amount of money. No, it's a scam. It's not real. It's not me or Michael. We would never comment on shares, right?
Well, I'm seeing fairies, dude. You know that shit when you feel like you're fainting?
Yeah, that's from the weekend.
Whoa.
I poisoned you. And during the day, Michael's birthday, I don't know if you guys saw, I tied him to a tree.
Oh,
that was pretty good.
But he made up for it so hard. Yeah. I had no idea what was going to go on. And then, bang, I get a limo show up to my house. I thought I was going on a picnic with my girlfriend.
Yeah.
Which is like, a picnic's a picnic. It doesn't matter who you're with. A picnic's a fucking picnic. So I was like, all right, cool. It's not like it's my birthday. Bang, limo, after you fucked with me during the day.
Now it's even.
So it was 50-50.
All right. Matt Brown, what have you been up to here, hey? We've got a little segment here on this day, a little researcher, Matthew.
Yeah, he's become a researcher.
We've actually had to hire him.
He's our researcher.
Because it was destroying his time at his other job. So he's
he's a full-time researcher.
Having said that, though,
What'd you call me, a statistician?
A statistician.
He's a statistician. No. Yeah, a statistician.
A statistician.
I said the other night on my 30th.
And yeah, there's some pretty cool facts for the on this day this week. It's like, whoa, you know. There's a couple that are a bit like, oh, okay, they're not that good, but there's a couple that's just like, whoa, you had to dig deep. You had to dig deep. Good journalism. Get in there to figure this shit out. And that's why we pay him researcher. Anyway, without further ado, on this day in 1969, Mariah Carey was a fish. She swam down streams and leapt out of the water to feel the summer sun kissing her glossy scales. Years later, she was caught by a fisherman who was also a scientist, and he turned her into a human. But every now and then, Mariah still likes to jump in the water and splash around.
Oh, yeah, I like that. I hate her, but that made me like her more.
Wow, she used to be a fish. So that explains her, like, because, you know, I've seen her drink clips of her on YouTube, like, drinking water. So she must, like, love water because she used to be a fish.
Yeah, dude. It's a Little Mermaid, but yeah, in
like,
real life.
There's literally, like, a few videos I've seen where she's, like, took more than, like, one sip at a time. She was, like, full, like two big gulps.
I've always had this preconception that she was a fish.
Yeah. Somehow it makes sense. And I'm pretty sure I've seen her scales, too. Anyway, on this day in 2010, Paul Walker is dead. Lazy man, you run out of time. I must have just run out of time for that.
Is it really on this day he fucking decided
no.
to turn Fast and Furious into reality?
No, he's just it just says Paul Walker is dead. It doesn't say on this day he died.
But he was dead at that point.
On this day in 2010, Matt had a thought to himself, oh, Paul Walker's dead.
Fuck, you've got good brain shit.
Yeah, it's shocking how you remember that. On this day in 1999, Christina Aguilera said to herself, you know what? I'm going to eat way more now. Now, everyone here at Marty and Michael would also like to point out that we have nothing against overweight people and that we love everyone equally. We're just saying that she decided to eat more on this day in 1999.
Was that... Yeah, that's post.
All right. So if you're like overweight or whatever...
I reckon she got hotter she ate more.
Well, like, it's unhealthy. We all agree it's unhealthy.
No, I think she got hotter in my personal opinion.
But we don't have anything against fat.
Fucking hell. Cut that,
Connor. No! They need to hear it.
PH fat.
Yeah, obviously.
What the hell? How did it got there? It got there. We just... Fuck.
On this day in 1997, Kim Kardashian started a trend where she would use her own breast milk as a facial moisturizer and also make bars of soap out of it. She named the soap Tit Bars, but the company went bankrupt after Kim's milk went sour due to a testicle infection.
She had it... like daughter, like dad, I guess.
Okay, so there you go. So she and I remember saying that at a party once. I bet you Kim Kardashian is a bloke.
He did say that.
I yelled it. I pretty much yelled it at that funeral.
My 30th.
Well, no, it was that funeral of that. On that guy's
That's a third. Party to you? A funeral is a party?
Yeah, no, yeah, I guess it's a celebration. And I screamed out, hammer drunk.
Matt's walked out.
Hammer drunk, I screamed out across all the, you know, funeral people, Kim Kardashian is a man.
Was it after her dad came out as a chick?
No, I don't know. I don't really follow it, but...
Yeah. It's hearsay.
Exactly. Next segment has been renamed to...
Whoa.
And this is a segment
whoa,
where we just basically answer questions that you guys have sent in via Instagram.
My neighbor's family's playing in that yard right there.
And Michael heard them talking about us the other day.
Corey Howard _ has said, do you guys ever regret getting famous and having to upload content for your platforms, or do you enjoy it?
Nah, I don't regret it. It's definitely not as... Like, it's awesome to start with, but like everything, the novelty sort of wears off for a while. But fuck, so lucky. And yeah, love our life.
Yeah, it's so good. But yeah, the whole...
But like, it is relentless. Man. It is relentless. You just got to keep doing shit.
Every time you go to the shops.
So yeah, and you can't undo it. It's done now. You can't undo it.
Yeah, everyone knows your face. You are fucking there.
So I can see why some people sort of like get over it, but like, yeah. We are fucking loving life because of you dogs.
Yeah.
Thanks for the support. Matt too.
Especially the people who are University of Markle members.
You guys support us the most.
Because we...
This podcast is proudly sponsored by that. And go subscribe.
We. All right. Next question's from... All right, this is spicy underscore frog 51.
About time.
Have you ever tried licking a priest's bladder or liver?
No, I haven't thought about it, done it. Like, yeah, I've never... That thought has never entered my mind. But what a very interesting question.
I have. Next question. Richard Hall, 7788. Hi, guys. And Matthew Gregory Brown from Research. What are your phobias? And keep up the good work. What are our phobias?
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Fuck, when you hate something.
When you're really scared of something.
You're frightened.
Yours would be bugs. You hate creepy crawlies.
And heights. Heights freak me out.
Yeah, heights now. That's never all. That's just... I think that's new, isn't it?
It hasn't always, been scared of heights.
Fear of
fish. We hate fish.
Yeah,
when our mates catch fish.
In the water, they're okay though. Like unless they get really
when
close to me.
When you have to catch them and like hold them.
Oh yeah, fuck. Yeah. You don't want to touch fish.
Yeah,
just want to look at them.
Hmm.
But yeah. What else? Spiders.
Just anything creepy, crawly. They shouldn't have been fucking made. God fucked
it. Nah, we need them, man. We need them because it's an ecosystem shit, man.
Mosquitoes.
Yeah,
exactly. They need to eat the mosquitoes.
Mosquitoes.
Yeah, you hate them. What was that prank he did? Ross River or
Ross
something?
Ross River.
He used to prank me in school because he's got like three knuckle sets. 1, 2, and 3. And it looks so fucked. And he used to tell me he got it because a mosquito.
I think you do get it via mosquito bites.
Oh, okay. So that was true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next question's from... Oh, this is just Billy underscore J underscore Osborne. We've had a heart war with her for the last like 2 years.
So she sends us a heart in Instagram DMs. We send one back maybe a day later. And this has gone on for 2 years.
And we just do it. And she's like, she's just finally asked like and used words. Could you guys mention me in a video? So this is a video. So yeah, we'll mention you. We love you.
Thank you for all the hearts.
Being there from day one, as soon as we started. She's Austin. Like,
hey?
Nothing. What?
Austin Rose 27. Have you ever been so far as to even pretend to even want to do more like? ?
Yeah, well, I've never really been around that part, so I'm not sure how to exit, as well as keeping in mind that everything needs to remain the same on the outside, otherwise it'll obviously offset the balance in the middle.
And even want pretend is good though,
but it's up to the cows. If they want to be with it, then don't, but up it to the river.
More likeness.
Next question.
Gemma underscore Gordon underscore, would you ever come to New Zealand? Yes.
I'm keen.
That's probably going to be my next holiday.
Someone should send tickets to New Zealand in the PO box.
Agreed.
Nothing.
Mason.
Underscore.
Mason.
Underscore.
Mason. Reed.
Reed.
One thing you don't like about each other. A habit. The sexual assault. It sucks. The shit you guys don't see is where it's fucked.
I don't know what you're talking about, mate.
Oh, get out!
You keep your mouth shut. Yeah, I'm
no,
finally the one.
Don't you touch me. Ooh, I got a hair in my mouth. That's not a...
Probably the least favorite thing about Michael is like when he's got like this weird obsession with kids. He's just always talking about them, showing me pictures of like kids at school, you know, year two, year three and shit like that. So that's probably the most annoying part of Michael.
Fucking hell. Next question. My noose is loose.
That's a great name for a band.
Yeah, wow.
My noose is loose.
It's like anti-emo.
Yeah, and then you can wear loose nooses around your neck as part of the uniform.
Matthew?
Start it. Google it, start it, drop it down. Dropbox.
We'll fund it. You create it, cunt.
Dropbox to the Shopify account and split it off to the emails. Fucking send out the emails. You fucking get it done by the midnight.
Excel sheets are key.
And press the buttons until it's over.
All right. He's asked, what's each of your most scary drug experiences? We fucking spoke about this.
Yeah, bad trips are pretty horrifying. And also when mixing drugs sometimes has like really annoying like side effects, like fucking blood pressure through the roof, heart beating really hard, and you just can't sleep or relax. So some of them have been pretty shit.
But probably the most intense is the MD. Like we've just pushed it way too far with caps.
Yeah.
We're like, you should die. But you don't die. You are OD.
No, we don't know that. But we've had a lot of...
We looked the symptoms up and they were all happening. But yeah, drugs are bad, kids. Don't do them until you're 18. All right, next question. What was that, Matthew?
Did you say something? You found something? You downloaded it.
Oh, Google loose nooses.
Now that's going to be my search history. If Mon sees that when she gets home, she'll think that there's something fucking wrong.
Urban Dictionary came up with loose noose is a form of a loose asshole. You have a loose asshole.
Oh, I see. I see.
That's why he's stiff.
Madison.low88. If you had to be a Marvel hero / villain, who would you beat?
Who's the best? Who would win out of all of them? Probably Thor, right?
Yeah, Thor's
because he's a god.
Fuck. Yeah,
I probably
Thor.
Want to be a god.
Marty would be a Thanos and Michael would be like a...
What's the little...
Little tree?
Yeah, or the little raccoon.
Yeah, the raccoon.
He's a Marvel man.
Yeah, he's part of the...
Raccoon. It's such a ridiculous... What a stupid question.
Going to LA, remember I watched like a couple of them? I think I've seen...
You watched like two of the Avengers in a 14-hour flight.
I just wanted to see what all
the
fuss
was angry
about.
At it. Was it any good?
It was like... It kept me interested. It wasn't... After the movie, I was like, oh, that was really cool. I was just like, oh,
told me he actually liked it and he wants to watch all 25
movies.
I watched the whole series of Chernobyl, which is a real HBO series in Russia.
Remember? Who's your favorite character?
I'd love to go
there. The guy who...
No one knows any of those characters.
Yeah, yeah. The Russian man.
I'd love to fucking go there in a hazmat suit.
Oh, dude. And that would be a great...
And we could just go to the middle of Chernobyl and kissing.
Dude,
and we'll call the video kissing in the middle of Chernobyl.
That's some shit we'd be able to do on the website eventually.
You can actually go there and do a tour.
And then we're just ripping our hazmat suit off and just kissing more and more passionately.
I don't know about the kissing.
Our
maybe
teeth
a
are just
I do
crunching
a, I do
together.
A, I do
our
a
teeth
nice
are clanging
peck.
Together.
I do
we're
a
kissing
nice,
so ferociously.
I do a nice peck
rip
with
the hazmat suit off.
Yeah, you don't even have to wear a suit. You're allowed there for a certain amount of time. There's no suits, okay?
No, you definitely...
We could kiss. We don't have to use tongue. We'll just have a peck.
You're
but
disgusting.
Imagine going to Chernobyl and fucking doing weird shit that you're not meant to do there.
I'm not going there if you're going to be fucking trying to kiss me or whatever. Look, I'll go there if to film an entertaining video, but if you're going to come on to me, we're not going.
All right. What about if we have the suits on?
Okay.
All right. Next question. Oliver Boyer 04. Will you ever do a video on the main channel with Matthew
Gregory Brown in it? On the main channel. Have you ever been
Matt, you should answer this.
I briefly appeared in the how to stop your friend from eating junk food.
And the gaming one? Were you in that one? The lounge room?
That was one clip that was filmed at my house.
And the fucking boys trip. You were the geisha.
That's got over 1 million views as well. Our boys trip from
That was fun. He's don't touch me.
That's
what I mean, guys. It's the sexual assault.
I thought you were pissing.
Daily. No, I've just got my hand.
I thought you were pissing then.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
Oh, honest mistake.
But yeah, we'll do a video soon on Matthew Brown and just film him researching.
We could do a cool website vid with like Matt as the judge.
And he's just pouring concrete on us until we're just encased in concrete and the first one to get out loses.
Would you die? Because it'd crush you once it sets. And it starts to set, I don't think it gets heavier
as it sets. It just, if it was going to crush you, it'd probably crush you if you were standing in it because it's so dense.
But think about it. When you breathe in with your chest.
Yeah, it would, exactly.
It would set there and then you start trying to breathe out and it would harden. You couldn't breathe out. You go in deeper and the next minute.
You're fucking dead.
It wouldn't harden that quick. You'd probably cause cracks.
Shut up, Matt.
We could wear a little like. A fence around our bodies so that
a little protection
stops.
A protection air room. Yeah, dude, I'd be down. I'd love to do a video with Matthew Gregory Brown, our researcher, our statistician.
He is research. Google it. He is research.
Statistics. Google statistician. It. Technology. All right, next one is what's doing? How do you approach the voluptuous cows when their bull boyfriend is around?
Easy. So, yeah, bulls are usually always around. Well, not always, but usually there's just a bunch of cows unless it's a breeding bull. The breeding bull will be with them. But, yeah, it's quite easy to pick off a cow from the outside, and especially if there's a large amount of cows. It's easy to pick one off because they're sort of so spread out. So, you know, the way I get around that is I just usually...
Yes! No!
Yes!
No, what's
yes!
going on?
Oh, no. Michael tried to piss in silence, but I knew. Anyway, so yeah, you just pick one off from the outer rings. And honestly, the bulls, like, they're not scared of you, but they won't come at you unless...
Stop this shit! Oh, man, I'm in pain. Fuck it, I'll just piss on the floor. Get me a towel.
No, there's going to be cords everywhere.
No, I'll piss on the towel. This is so fucked.
This is disgusting. You're holding his dick, holding the piss into his, with his foreskin.
Yeah, I had to pull my foreskin
his
over.
His foreskin's like a tap right now. So anyway, you pick one off from the outskirts and then usually strangle it, get it in a headlock and drag it off. Put it on its side so that its legs can still sort of... Because when they get frantic, they sort of still kick their legs out. And use that to help propel yourself backwards with the cow, if that makes sense. And then you sort of, drag it off and off you go.
I'm not pissing until you fucking say I can. Say I can. Fuck off! Keep talking about the cow.
I have finished the question.
Oh, dude.
I'm going to watch... Man, there's a lot of piss on the floor. You fucked up bad. Oh.
Let me! No! That's enough! Oh, you splashed it up on my fucking arm. This is so fucked.
He's got piss splashed up his arm.
What kind of bloke piss in peace?
Look at the cool movie.
He just went all over my leg. Oh my god, dude, you gotta stop. That's enough. You fucked me too hard now. Let me
go. Yeah. Hold
your dick with the other hand.
Hey?
Hold your dick with the other hand. Your holding hand is in the hand he can grab at.
Then I can just grab his dick hand and shake it about.
Yeah, that will go up and fling it up in his face. It's a lose-lose situation. And fucking hell, that... God damn it.
Michael finishes every podcast covered in his own urine. Pretty sure we're the only podcast that can say that.
So half of it's on my leg. Fuck. God.
Just let it dry and wipe it off with a brown paper bag later. Do you believe in magic?
J_Dan34 Matt Brown from
Old Sims.
How do you put up with Marty and Michael? Do you want to come answer this one? Sit on my seat. There's no piss here.
I'm right.
Okay. All right. There's no piss.
Piss covered. Knees up me.
Sit on my lap.
Mm.
How do I handle Marty and Michael?
Testicle.
just before the show starts, I've got to motivate myself to get through it. I'll often think of just a nice, calm sort of place over the rainbow with daisies in the field.
Mm.
And I project myself to that place. And yeah, I sort of just close my eyes and wait for the show to end.
He does. He does do that a lot. Matthew Brown, the newest recruit to the Marty and Michael operation.
Our statistician.
He's our researching statistician.
Oh, that was good. That was slickly
mokulumo. He is research. He is research.
Is that a real word, statistician? I just said it because I thought it sounded funny.
Some people think that Matthew got a degree at Harvard.
Statistician uses mathematical techniques to analyze and interpret data and draw conclusions.
Oh, so it's a real fucking thing.
It's maths. It's just maths.
Oh, fucking hell, Matt.
Matthew Brown research. Matthew Brown. Next question.
Joshua _RZKY. Why do you always drink alcohol?
We don't during the podcast, but we've seen a trend that the podcasts that we do drink a little bit, they like, everyone's always like, oh, so they like it when we're a bit looser, a bit loose and off the cuff a bit. Hey, if I can shoot one down that way and bloody have another go at the bloke over there and then fucking back to this cunt, he can't. This. A bit like that. So now we start drinking during the podcast.
And also, like, the more you drink, the more it grabs your soul.
Yeah, but this isn't sustainable. I won't stand for it. We can't be drinking every fucking Tuesday for the rest of our lives.
Yeah, once a week's fine.
Yeah, and then fucking come around weekend, can't fucking Friday or Saturday or something, and I cut my drinks on Thursday while we're filming before, you know, 4 days of the week, and pissing out blood, can't.
Oh, god damn. All right, this is My Life is Comedy. Or My Life
is Comedy.
My Life's a Comedy. If you guys could be in the movie, what genre would it be?
You'd be in an adult film. You'd be the Gimp Mask.
Oh, you fucking did film. That the other day.
You would be the mask. So your body would be over the face of whoever's wearing you. That would be your job in a movie.
I reckon it'd be comedy. Well, fuck it. Let's say it.
We'll say it anyway. We're going to be in a movie and leave it there.
Allegedly and rumor.
Perhapsy.
That you may
put it down to a bit perhapsy.
Put it in the margin column.
Next to the date. Oh. All right.
Pap scan _
I_M_sped_kirch ... can't finish it. What's your favorite color in alphabet, yes or no?
What's your favorite
color? Purpy sevens, yes. Purpy sevens, yes. Sorry.
That used to be my favorite.
Perhapsy.
I've had it. What is it? The one?
So your favorite color in the alphabet, yes or no?
Cray.
Cray is good. That's been around for a while.
Well, that's why.
We had that fucking going around the, yeah.
Cray.
That's been a few years.
My favorite. Right.
Andrea Tansy. How much do you drink a night? Also, how old is your dog? He is gorgeous.
How much do you drink a night? Well, it varies for both of us. I probably maybe drink 2.5 times a week on average. So on the weekend, usually with my girlfriend. And then, you know, maybe I won't get fully drunk, but have a few drinks maybe one other night of the week.
I can't, yeah, because sometimes it varies. Friday? Too much because it was the 30th birthday. I think on the 30th.
No, but just on average though. What do you reckon? Four?
Three, four times. Huh. Like last night, there was just a bottle of champagne in the fridge. So left over from the weekend. So like it was there, which is 7 standard drinks, right?
Yeah.
So I had that, but I didn't feel anything. It was just like, all right. And I wanted more, but I didn't.
That's for the best.
It's perhapsy. Next question is from _JackalEnson_. For you, Marty, what other animals did you fuck before you settled for cows?
It's always been cows. It's only ever been cows.
It will only ever be.
People were the first animals that I fucked. And then cows. were the second animals that I fucked.
What's better, if you really break it down, a human fuck or a cow fuck?
Well, it's different. It's like saying, what's better, like water or food? It's just different. You know what I mean?
I'd say food.
When you're really parched, a drink of water, they're both just necessities in life. You need both of them. So
you need
cow sex, and you need cow sex is like the water, and the human sex is like the food.
But human, so food, you can last 40 days or 30 days without food.
It. Yeah, but cows, it has
water,
to be.
It's like 2 days. So like it's a, like, and cows it are probably more essential.
And
right?
Intense urges. Like I get headaches and like I get dehydrated when I haven't had sex with a cow. The same symptoms. The exact same symptoms.
Headaches, dizzy.
Yeah. And if I haven't, had sex. Yeah, if I go like 4 days without it, then yeah, I'm in real trouble.
I get that. Okay, yeah, that's a good explanation.
All right, last question.
That is the last question.
I told you. Next segment.
That's not it. Okay. Oh, fuck. This is going to suck. We've never done this.
All right, so the stunt time segment this week is we've got one of our gel blasters recently fixed, and it's raring to go. It's fully charged. So we thought for stunt time, you know what? Let's play bloody Russian roulette with this semi-automatic weapon that shoots every time you pull the trigger. Let's play bloody Russian roulette with it. Holding it to my throat now, I regret.
Dude, apparently if you get punched in the neck sometimes, you die. Because it hits a nerve octave.
Matt, can you research?
A nerve
off. Let the research begin. Let the research begin. Let the research, the research, the research. Oh, shit, Matt. Quickly, call a clean. Abandon research. Begin cleaning.
Pull the towel.
Oh, the safety's on. I tried to pull the trigger and shoot you then.
What, you fucking asshole? We're safe,
Matt. Fucking covered in piss. I'll hold this. You pick that up. No, that's beer, but down there, the towel is covered in piss. Oh, you fucking foot touched my foot, and it's so wet with piss.
And that's his fault.
This is a piss blanket. Are we sure we want to... Okay.
Oh, fuck the temple.
Oh!
Fuck the temple.
Safety off.
I've never shot myself in the head, so I'm not sure.
Do you reckon just like this, and then I'll pull the trigger? Why are you so excited?
Because you have to go first. I'm so nervous about this one. Like, I know I normally have to go first because that's fairer.
If it doesn't shoot, that still counts. So I'm not going through this psychological pain again.
Fuck off!
It probably will. It probably will.
Get your face out so they can see it.
Oh, shit!
You broke me a little bit. What's it like?
It got me.
It broke off and hit you from there.
Yeah.
What's it like? Oh, fuck this.
You fucking concussed.
Oh, fucking hell.
Oh.
It is loaded. You don't like gel in your wine? Oh, fuck.
If you miss your chin, you'll take your nose off.
I know, you were so close.
Yeah, otherwise you'll get your throat burnt off.
Oh, I am terrified
now.
Yeah,
so am I. That fucking rebounded.
My eye's getting lazy. I didn't shoot. I didn't hear it. Oh, it's empty. You cheater.
Oh! It's stinging. Oh, wow. That is a sting. Clean.
And so that's stunt time, man. My Michael. Shoot Matt in the head.
No.
We don't want our research to go.
Bozzy gets scared. Look, he's ready to leave now. He's like, oh, please.
I'm not going
to
shoot him. I'm just going to shoot the window.
No, stop. He's going to freak out.
Okay.
Oh, dog. Look, he's crying now. Good boy. It's all right, darling.
Just chill, mate. Grow up.
It's okay.
We walk you every
Lie
day.
Lie down. Lie down. Have a little sleep, okay? Who's my schnickney? Who's my little schnookney, hey? Who's my little darling, hey? Who's my little schnookney pup? Who's your chimo, hey?
Oh, my
favorite. All right, next experiment. And by next experiment, I mean segment, and it has been renamed this week to... Break it down in the 50s.
Oh, yes, and my favorite.
This is a segment where we just unbox the stuff that you guys have sent to our PO box. And this week we have a parcel from Ohio from Sarah.
Do you want some scissors?
Without further ado, let's see what she sent.
Oh, don't break it.
I would never do that to any
you
of us.
Fucked it, cunt. You ripped her fucking letter.
Nah.
Baby, I'm fading.
All I want is boom. To Marty and Michael. Another little package inside this package. Wait, let's read the letter first.
Oh
my God, that is not... Oh my God, is that a fucking tampon?
Somebody's nasty coochie blood props. Enjoy. What's that mean?
I don't know, just fuck that.
What's
sick.
A coochie blood
why
prop?
Why is it all greasy? Oh,
oh shit.
Someone's poisoned us. Someone's
that's fucking anthrax.
Let's read this fucking letter. Dear Marty and Mike, because I can't spell Michael, I want...
Oh, I
Michael
sick.
To sniff the rot pussy blood and or wear it on his forehead and work out in public with his new pussy blood sweatband. Enjoy my nasty sons of bloody rips and my cunt blood.
Sarah is...
Joking, done. Not mine. Right.
Whoa.
That is heavy.
It's hard to
what's
shock us.
Oh, you want some gloves?
Oh, I feel sick.
I don't
that
know,
is...
open this.
That's an axe wound blood.
I'm not opening that. Fuck, that is. I'm going to go
what
wash
is that?
My hands real quick.
Oh, fuck you. Oh, this is the worst one yet.
I don't like this segment anymore.
Marty, what is this thing? Dude, that's anthrax. I studied it ever since we started this fucking podcast. That's anthrax. Comes in packages. It's the Unibomber. Fuck! Oh. I'm not putting it on my forehead.
Yeah, of course not. Put it straight in this bin. That's fucked.
No, we gotta smell it.
Alright, well, you can smell it and you gotta open that too.
No, give me gloves. Oh, this
dude,
is fucked.
Keep it away. Dude, oh
you gotta
my
sniff
God.
That.
Well, you got, we're scientists!
Yeah, go on quick.
What if it's anthrax?
It's not anthrax, it's just a moldy.
This reminds me of the shit.
Oh, it's beautiful. No, it literally smells like fragrance. I think maybe from the mut pad. The mut pad. Like the fucking... The mut pad thing.
That is sick.
Oh, you've offended Marty. All right, let's use this sock to see what's in this shit.
What is that?
I don't know. You ditched it because you got shit.
Do you want some scissors?
You're not being good science.
Do you want some scissors so you can lightly cut into it?
Yeah, yeah. Get a knife. That's creepy as fuck. That's like the Blair Witch 3. We're in the movie The Blair Witch 3 right now. That is... Fuck.
It's like a lipstick or something.
Yeah, but what's the shit on the outside? There's like...
Yeah, just put it in the bin here.
No. There's a reason for this.
Oh, yeah, someone's trying to
it's poison. A riddle.
Someone's trying to poison us. That's the reason.
So, to describe it, it's like this crustified shit around this bottle of what would normally be lipstick, I believe. And it's fucking crustified as fuck. Oh, it looks like... Yeah, it's like asbestos mixed with...
Salmonella.
Oh,
salmonella.
Fucking hell, man.
Put it in the bag.
That's the sickest shit we've ever been sent. That's worse than human poop.
That is definitely some sort of witchcraft shit, sending that. That is like your house is just fucked now, dude.
You've got a disease now.
Like, that has unleashed some sick... Like, I can taste it in my mouth.
My chin hurts.
Anyway, that's the end of the PO unboxing this week. And thanks for sending some stuff in, guys. We appreciate it. Jesus.
I'm down now. I'm like, fuck.
All right, our next segment has been renamed to... Stink to the back. And it's basically just a prank call where we prank call someone that you guys, like a friend or family member that you guys have sent in, and you've sent in a little description saying, oh, so we'll share your prank calls.
Dude, the house is fucked now, hey. It's just a taint of blood.
We have to move out.
I can sense the spirits that it's unleashed.
I know. I feel like that was asbestos.
We got some years pan. Is that so rock star? Man, we fucking chewed it, eh? Hey. Yeah. Okay, Seamus O'Donogh, and then it's cut out. I can't read it. But has said, boys, got a prank call for your podcast. Got to make Jordan. He's always getting in trouble from the Sanford pub for doing burnouts on a Wednesday night, in brackets, steak night. Say you are from the Ferny Grove police station and you have footage of him doing burnouts in his white Land Cruiser. This was a couple of months ago, but fuck, it would be funny.
So you're the police?
Yeah. Okay, so I will be Constable Stanley Morrison from the Ferny Grove police station.
Baby.
Hello?
G'day, am I speaking with Jordan here?
Yeah, I am.
No worries,
yeah,
mate. I'm Constable Stanley Morrison from the Ferny Grove Police Station. Do you have a few minutes to talk? No worries. So we've just recently been handed in a complaint from the Sanford pub, saying that there's someone been doing burnouts in the car park, and they've just sent the CCTV footage in. And basically, yeah, we just ran the plates and it sort of, your name's come up. So we can do it a couple of ways. We can come and get a statement off you in person, or you can deliver one over the phone. But basically, Sanford just wants an explanation and an apology. And and they've said if you're not willing to do that, then they'll be looking to press charges.
Yeah, okay. I'm still working at the moment, so I wouldn't be able to do one over the phone. But what was the other option? Could I come in and give one, or
look? You can come in and give one, but just because we've been so sort of backed up with complaints and stuff like that, where there's because of coronavirus, we're sort of pushing through these quite quickly. So you can quickly leave a statement now. It'll take you a couple of minutes, or I can't guarantee that the Sanford pub won't press charges if I don't come back with an apology and explanation right now, just because it's taken so long and we need to move through all these complaints as quickly as possible.
Yeah, okay, well, I'd give one now if that's all right, or
Go for it. Everything's being recorded, the entire conversation.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, yep.
So when you're ready, mate, off you go.
Yep. Jordan, I was driving that car that night. There's no good reason for doing it. Stupid on my behalf and very sorry for it. Won't happen again, and shouldn't have done it in the first place, and can guarantee it won't ever happen again. And sorry for all the drama and everything it caused.
No worries, mate. So, this sort of stuff, it does happen occasionally, and usually, some patrons in the pub or something do something stupid a couple of times. And so the venue just sort of likes to set an example. And but, now that you've apologized, however you do break the law again, they can and will use this. This confession against you, just the letting you know. And also the owner of the pub has also said that they would like a nude photo sent of you.
A nude photo?
Yeah, it's one of the little side notes at the bottom here. I'm not sure why they've written that, but I'm legally, I have to say it. So they want you to send a nude photo of your dick and your asshole, like your cheeks completely spread, your asshole sent to their mobile phone.
Yeah, righto.
All right, so if you could send those, I'll message you the mobile number. That would be fully sick.
Yep, no worries.
Mate, this isn't actually the police. This is Marty and Michael from the Marty and Michael Fully Actual podcast. And one of your mates has fully stitched you up, and you've been done, brother.
You start well and fucking truly here.
That was a beautiful, beautiful little confession, though, dude. That was
That was
very entertaining. Thank you for playing along, and you're a beautiful dude. And keep doing burnouts, man. I don't care. It's just a bit of dirt. Do them twice as aggressively now.
Lose control.
Poor Walker. Well, thank you for playing along. We love you, and don't ever forget that we love you.
Pardon? No worries. Thanks, boy.
No worries, mate. See you later.
All right. Catch up.
Okay, guys, well, that brings us to episode number 14. Come back next week, and don't forget to subscribe to the website and watch all our videos and do everything that we say. Do everything that we say. Listen to every word and think that we're hilarious and support us and just be the best to us. We're the best. 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 We're